T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Washington, D.C. prepares for Inauguration Day. We have the story.
Governor Kelly closes state office buildings. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Canada okays the return of the Boeing 737 MAX. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Some mid and high-level clouds continue to move in from the west this morning, but fairly nice weather today with temperatures running above average, and we continue to warm up tomorrow and Thursday. Our complete forecast is coming up.
After a violent group of President Trump's supporters laid siege to the U.S. Capitol, there has been a massive ramp-up in security in D.C., ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
25,000 National Guard members are preparing to secure Washington this week with about 2.5 times more than previous inaugurations. Defense officials say they're working to re-examine National Guard members assigned to the inauguration over concerns about any potential insider threats. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller says, quote, "While we have no intelligence indicating an insider threat, we are leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol." Along with federal and local police officers, the National Guard has set up checkpoints throughout Washington and have, through the weekend, already made a handful of arrests, including those for bringing firearms into D.C.
Homeland Security officials say the threat of violence extends well beyond the nation's capital. They're concerned about violence in states across the country.
Governor Laura Kelly is restricting access to the Kansas State House because of the possibility of an armed protest.
The governor's chief of staff, Will Lawrence, sent a memo to the legislature's top Republican and Democratic leaders, announcing that access to the building will be restricted through Friday, January 22nd. The memo said there will be an increased law enforcement presence at the state house. People entering the building will be vetted and will need to provide an email indicating they have a meeting or are providing testimony before a legislative committee. The memo did not say what groups were planning protests or other events. Governor also announced that she has authorized the Kansas National Guard to send up to 300 of its soldiers and air personnel to Washington for Biden's inauguration. She said she did so at the request of the District of Columbia Guard.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
Federal health officials say 100,000 more people could die from COVID in the U.S. in the next month. A new, more infectious strain of the virus is playing a role. 14 states have reported the new strain. Because of this, Dr. Robert Whitler with the KU School of Medicine, Wichita, says vaccine rollout is more important than ever.
And you have the opportunity to get immunized, Those are the strongest things that'll get ahead of any possible emergence of a new variant that's more contagious, more severe, and less likely to be prevented by vaccine.
Dr. Whitler says early studies show that the vaccine is preventing the spread of the new coronavirus strain.
The Boeing 737 MAX can return to Canadian airspace beginning tomorrow.
This concludes nearly 2 years of government review after the aircraft was involved in two deadly crashes that saw the planes grounded worldwide. Transport Canada said Monday the planes will be permitted to fly as long as they meet conditions specified by Transport Canada in December, including allowing pilots to disable a faulty warning system that was found to be central to the two deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019. The measures go beyond those announced by the FAA in November, which required Boeing to make changes to the computer systems inside the plane and required pilots to undergo training in flight simulators. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
22-year-old Riley June Williams, accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol riots, was arrested in Pennsylvania. Fox's Shannon Bream breaks down the charges.
She wanted to sell the laptop to Russian intelligence through an intermediary of some kind. She's already facing several other charges, including disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds with the intent to disturb a session of Congress.
Williams is from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Monitoring the health of the Super Bowl MVP quarterback for the Chiefs. We'll touch on that. Hear from Coach Reed coming up in sports.
And there's a buzz about a special incentive for getting a coronavirus vaccine. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Workers trapped for more than a week in a Chinese gold mine have asked rescuers to send pickles and porridge. Hundreds of rescuers are drilling shafts to try to reach six areas of the mine where they believe survivors might be. The request for porridge and pickles was made by telephone from a group of 11 in one section of the mine. Another survivor is in an adjacent chamber. The fate of 10 miners still unknown.
A plea from the police chief in Los Angeles, this concerning the city's deadly violence and surge in violence.
In the first 2 weeks of 2021 in South Los Angeles, there were 59 shooting victims, compared with 7 over the same time last year. With almost 350 homicides in L.A. in 2020, nearly 100 more than the year before, and the worst figure in years. With L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore on social media calling the explosion of violence a responsibility between the city's residents and elected officials to fight. The dramatic spike in violence also as L.A. city officials voted in July to cut police funding by $150 million. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's a buzz about a special incentive for getting a coronavirus vaccine.
Two cannabis companies in Michigan have a free treat for people who get a coronavirus vaccine. Greenhouse of Walled Lake and U-Baked Cannabis Company in Burton rolling out a campaign dubbed Pot for Shots to raise awareness and increase immunity from the virus. The companies say anyone who brings written proof of having received a COVID-19 shot gets a free pre-rolled joint. Greenhouse founder Jerry Millen says in addition to highlighting the importance of getting vaccinated, Pot for Shots is their way of showing their commitment to helping the community get back to normalcy. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, KNSS.
Right now, things in traffic looking okay in the Wichita area. Getting some heavier traffic volumes. Heaviest I've seen right now, Central Business District and I-135 along Kellogg at times east and westbound there. Still not seeing it slow down, but traffic volumes getting pretty heavy at times. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Yeah, this morning we are starting out very chilly. You will want a jacket as you head out the door, maybe even a coat, some gloves, a hat. But this afternoon we are warming back up to the upper 40s, which is 10 degrees below what we saw yesterday, but still above average for this time of year.
Yeah, this is not bad weather, actually, temperature-wise. For this time of year, it's a high today, you say, around 45, 46, 47 degrees, right?
Yeah, 48 is what we have today. And really, this whole next 7 days, we see, you know, the ups and downs up to the 50s tomorrow and then back down to the 40s by Friday. But everything stays above average for this time of the year. And we are just caught in this flow of some active weather, but we're not getting enough moisture in here. So this temperature is really not feeling too bad. Now, tomorrow, it's going to be a bit windier and that's going to help to warm us up. But it's not going to feel as comfortable as it would if we didn't have those winds around 57 is our high tomorrow. So a good warm up there. We stay in the upper 50s for Thursday, and then we start to see an increase in cloud cover on Thursday as we head into Friday with a very small chance for some showers. This system has now started to trend down to the south into Oklahoma. So our chances for showers are just dwindling there. Better chances for some showers over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And then those temperatures are right back up into the 50s by Sunday.
So we're going to enjoy it while we can, and it looks like a pretty good week ahead for this time of year, especially. What are the current conditions right now?
Right now, 32, sitting right at that freezing point with a northerly wind about 5 to 15 miles per hour, a little bit leaning towards the 15 miles per hour at some points. So that's going to make it feel even colder than freezing this morning.
Thank you, Taylor. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. 7:12 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, January 19th. And again, yesterday's high 58, as we've been telling you. Normal high for the date, 43 yesterday. And on this date, the 19th of January, 1962, Wichita measured its greatest snow depth ever. Did you realize that? 17 inches. 662, I'm thinking I was a seventh
Tell
grader.
Tell me about it.
Seventh grader at Hadley Junior High School. And of course, in those days, I lived out west. We lived out west. If you went to Hadley, you had to go on a bus ride of about 4 miles in. And so I don't remember the big snowfall, but I'm sure we had a snow day there, and we drove our parents crazy around the house all day long. I've got a job opportunity for somebody. This is, a job in hot dog heaven.
Oh.
Kraft Heinz Company looking for a group of people to drive its famous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile across the country in a trek that's expected to take about a year. If I didn't have another job, I'd like to
sign up for this in a second.
Oh, yeah. Successful applicants will be part of a team that will take the 27-foot-long hot dog-shaped vehicle on the road, stopping at more than 200 events, according to the job listing. The ideal candidate is an outgoing, creative, friendly, exuberant college graduate.
I check all the boxes.
Who has an appetite for adventure.
Yep.
And is willing to see the country.
Yep.
Through the windshield of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile for 1 year.
I'll just have to ask Tony for a year off.
Yeah, get a year
take
off.
A sabbatical.
Well, yeah, you could do some, you could do some remote
go drive the Wienermobile around America.
Ted in the Wienermobile, driving around America, calling in every day. Be like Charles Kuralt on the
Love
road.
That.
Yeah. Search for drivers comes after the company canceled the Wienermobile's 2020 trip due to the coronavirus pandemic. The new trip is expected to kick off in October, according to company officials. They canceled it last year, but by gosh, the Wienermobile, COVID virus or not, it is coming back this year, and they need some drivers.
Love it.
If you were the right kind of person, spend a year doing that, it'd be kind of fun.
It'd be a great adventure.
I think so, yeah. 7:14, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it was on this date in 1998 that we did our first, not really. We'll have to qualify that, but our first show together with me as a full-time employee at KNSS.
Yeah, your first morning show.
I should go back just a little bit and say, while I was still working at another place over the course of a couple of years, I had come in before I went to my other job, I'd come in and do some morning news with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all knew each other. I'd done some little part-time work, but then I was out of work for a while. And finally, Jack Oliver called, our good friend Jack, who's on the air right now down at KEYN. And the guy I've known since high school, he calls, hey, you want to come over here and do the morning show and maybe be the program director of the KNSS? I says, can I be there this afternoon? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. I was
no brainer. Yep.
Ready to go. And we got going, and, you and I and Mike Kennedy started that morning show, and Dave Wilson was doing the production part, the producing part, what Jad does now. And we just started off, and away we went.
Yeah, you started doing that morning show, and here we are 23 years later. You're still doing it.
Well, and I came in the door on the 5th. We celebrated. The 5th was my first day, but we had to sit down between the three or four of us and figure out how that morning show was going to look, what was going to be where, format the whole thing out. And it took a few days to get all of that squared away. The guests lined up who were going to be on every day.
Mm-hmm.
We got her going, and we've never looked back, Ted.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Cranking one out every day. 23 years.
Yep. And closing in on number, today.
Yeah, how many have we done now?
5,831 shows as of today. And that's, it's not Jeopardy or anything like that, but it's a pretty good run.
It's a big 3-hour extravaganza every day is what it is.
Yes,
Jeopardy's
it is.
Only a half hour.
That's right. We got three
Come
hours.
On.
3 hours to kill. Okay. Well, listen. 23 years, I'd say thanks a lot for everybody who out there who's been listening. Some people have probably been listening from the start. I don't know. But
sure there are. I have been.
Very good. Without the listener support, you couldn't do this stuff. And it's nice motivation, too, to find out that people like what you're doing. in the world and having a good time. All right, one of the great things about it has been that we have done sports, about two sports, well, one sports cast an hour almost every day since we started. And Ted's been doing the sorts for us. He's doing it this morning at 7:17, Steve and Ted. So you're talking about, well, we got a big question mark about a guy who's very important to folks here in the Chief Kingdom, right?
Yes, got to keep an eye on Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who left the game on Sunday, did not finish it because he had to undergo concussion protocol after his head hit the turf, and he came up wobbly. So the continued question, I'm sure it'll keep persisting all week long, how is the health? And will he be able to play? Will Pat Mahomes be able to play in the AFC Championship game on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills? Some reaction from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Andy said last night that Patrick passed all the deals. Does that mean that he was or was not diagnosed with a concussion and that it was an independent doctor's decision or the team's decision not to put him back in?
Yeah, so he didn't. Yeah, he passed. But when you still have to go through all the protocol. There's a day-to-day plan on that and how they go about it. So especially if a player staggers right there and they've got to go through something. So, you know, that ends up being important.
Didn't actually answer the question.
Not really. He didn't know. And like Coach Reid points, it's not to him. It all has to do with league protocols and doctors.
So he doesn't really know formally that he's had a concussion.
And that the Chiefs have never said that he had a concussion.
They're
only saying he's undergoing the concussion protocols. So,
well, as we used to say in the old days, you could see that he had his bell rung.
Certainly. That was pretty evident.
Wow.
So we'll continue to monitor that as the week goes along. And I'm sure they will discuss it tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. So you might get some good information there tonight on that. Chiefs Kingdom Show at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We did have Kansas men's basketball last night. Ninth-ranked Kansas visiting undefeated number 2-ranked Baylor. And the Jayhawks could not keep up with the Bears. KU got off to a slow start. Baylor led wire to wire. And the Bears defeat Kansas 77-69. Ended up the final score. The post-game reaction from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
What killed us was we got off to such a horrid start. We didn't really guard them. They punched us in the mouth. You know, we got down 5, and then I don't know exactly what happened. Then we get a layup or something, cut it to 5-2 or whatever. Then it goes to like 12-2 or whatever, and we play and catch up the whole time. They were so much better than us the first 10 minutes of the first half, and then after that, I actually thought we played pretty well. We had some terrible stretches, my ball turnovers that led to baskets.
Yep, Kansas just couldn't get it done against the still undefeated Baylor Bears.
That's who are now a good team.
13-0 on the season.
Yeah.
They're ranked number 2 in the nation for a reason, of course.
Yeah.
And KU with the loss drops to 10-4 on the year. Speaking of which, I mentioned ninth-ranked Kansas right there. The Jayhawks did drop a few spots in the national polls this week.
Duke fell out of the top 25 ranking, snapping a streak of 91 straight weeks for the Blue Devils in the Associated Press men's basketball poll, which was the second longest active streak behind Kansas. The Jayhawks extended their record run to 229 weeks, coming in ninth in the AP poll released on Monday. Gonzaga remains atop the ranks, with Baylor still in second, Villanova in third, Iowa and Texas flipping spots at fourth and fifth to round out the top five. Alabama had the big leap of the week, coming into the top 25 at 18th. Along with Duke exiting the seeding, so did Louisville, who sat in 16th last week. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And more discussion on the Jayhawks tonight, the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. Next up for KU, coming off back-to-back road losses, on the road again at Oklahoma. That'll be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. The K-State men play tonight. They are at Oklahoma this evening at 5:30 p.m. on Fox Sports Kansas City. K-State is a 14-point underdog on the road at Oklahoma tonight. The oddsmakers clearly favoring the Sooners at home.
Right.
We had NBA action last night in Tampa, where the Toronto Raptors are playing their home games, and the Raptors beat the Dallas Mavericks 116-93. Starting at guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet had 6 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 steals. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
We've seen those type of numbers on Shocker box scores before with Fred VanVleet.
Right.
The Raptors after that terribly slow start, finally starting to put some wins together. They are on a three-game winning streak right now. And a happy birthday today to a voice we haven't heard in a while, Dennis Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
Play-by-play voice of the Butler Grizzlies, celebrating a birthday today. Steve and Ted listener as well. Of course, Butler did not have a football season last year during COVID, and they're just now starting to rev up basketball. So we'll finally get to hear Dennis's voice resuming on the airwaves.
Don't you know that's driving him crazy?
Well, sure it is.
Not getting on the air with that.
And, of course, he didn't have a minor league season. He's also the voice of the Tulsa Drillers.
Yeah.
So
he's been their voice for quite a few years.
So Dennis hasn't been on the airwaves in quite a while now, so I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get back to it when Butler basketball resumes.
He probably hasn't had a haircut or anything. Or
probably not.
Looks like a monster.
Probably look like Tom Hanks and Castaway by now.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
Happy birthday to
Dennis,
to a great sports broadcaster and a good listener to Stephen Ted. Happy birthday to Dennis Higgins, and that's sports with Stephen Ted.
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A prominent Democrat comes out against impeachment. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.